The day after a rather violent public event, I was asking myself, how are we ever going to come together again as a country? As I solemnly drove my kids to school, we listened to our usual soundtrack, K-pop Demon Hunters. My three-year-old was in the back seat, belting it out as best he could. The song he was singing comes on at the climax of the movie. It's called What It Sounds Like. The film's message is about self-acceptance and forgiveness. It's about a girl band with their songs that defeats the boy band with their masqueraded negative vibes and self-doubt. The film's heroes aren't simply all good or all bad. They learn that harmony in life comes from accepting our flaws and creating a beautiful song together. Now, when everything is politicized, it's hard to talk, let alone harmonize. But it's time to shut out the one-dimensional polarizing narratives. We must look deeply to change how we see ourselves and each other. I echo the song lyrics. We're shattering the silence. We're rising, defiant, shouting in the quiet, you're not alone. We listened to the demons. We let them get between us. But none of us are out here on our own. When I can't find my voice or remember how to forgive, I just look to my kids who argue and insult in one moment, then forgive and forget in the next. The song continues. Show me what's underneath. I'll find your harmony. The song we couldn't write, this is what it sounds like. What do we look like underneath our own myopic narratives? What would it sound like, the song that we can't write without acceptance and forgiveness? It might sound like children playing or patching up a broken relationship or bipartisan legislation. What might you hear? I'm Kelly McGee-Yuxi, and that's my perspective.